In the ocean's deepest reaches, sunlight cannot penetrate, and yet there is light. From softly glowing to dazzlingly brilliant, it's not the light of humans and their machines. It is called bioluminescence, literally living light, and it provides a bewildering variety of species the means to seek prey and elude predators in a world as alien to us as space. Bioluminescence occurs when living creatures convert chemical energy to light energy, resulting in the production and emission of light. Here in the mid-Atlantic, we experience bioluminescence in our own backyards on many a summer evening. Fireflies are among the few terrestrial species that glow, joined by certain species of bacteria, insects, and fungi. Beyond these, few other bioluminescent animals are found on land. Under the sea, however, it's a remarkably different story. An estimated 90% of deep-sea marine creatures are able to produce bioluminescence in some way. Most emit blue or green-hued light, though some creatures employ a red light strategy, taking advantage of the fact that red is the first color in the spectrum to be refracted. At great depths, red is invisible to many animals, giving predators like the dragonfish a handy advantage over their unsuspecting prey. In the deep, where food is scarce and conditions unforgiving, bioluminescence is critical to the survival of countless aquatic species. For those defending themselves against predators, bioluminescence can be used to distract or even divert attention. Bomber worms actually eject glowing green masses that redirect a predator's attention. Incredibly, some species are able to illuminate their attacker. The goal? To turn the tables on a would-be predator, making it the target of a larger species lurking in the dark depths and giving the victim time to escape. Other marine animals use the light as a lure to find food. Consider the anglerfish, which has a light rod protruding from its forehead. This light coaxes prey to come closer, at which point the anglerfish snaps its impressive jaws around its meal. Certain squids flash lights to stun their prey. And in one of the most fascinating uses of bioluminescence, called counterillumination, the light pattern on the bottom of a fish replicates the appearance of faint sunlight from above, so the fish is invisible to predators looking for food from below. For all we've learned, we still know very little about how these mysterious creatures use their bioluminescent capabilities, and access to these incredible animals is a challenge for researchers. The very qualities that make them so fascinating also make them almost impossible to study. Artificial light scares them away and can blind them in some cases. Some deep-sea animals are even transparent, rendering them virtually invisible in the darkness of the benthos. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and other organizations are researching this deep frontier in an effort to better understand the 90% of the ocean yet unexplored. To see images from NOAA's recent voyage to the deep on the Okeanos Explorer, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.